Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. One of the main topics of conversation everywhere nowadays is the shortage of meat. So you know why there's not much chance of getting Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Perhaps you've wanted to stop and talk with your Kroger meat man about the scarcity. But we can tell you right now that Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. That's worth remembering. And you'll want to remember, too, that right now your Kroger store has something that's guaranteed to delight your family. Kroger's Selected Seafood. Talk about delicious ocean fresh flavor. Well, it's there in every tempting morsel of Kroger's Selected Seafood. Rush delivered to your Kroger store, it's firm-fleshed, delicious, and priced for real thrift. And you have a wide variety of seafood to choose from at your Kroger store. There's freshwater fish, saltwater fish, fish for baking, frying, or broiling. Everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner is waiting for you at your Kroger store. So get your share of this Kroger value, Kroger's Selected Seafood, at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Bill Carver's story of what happened behind the store on River Street has cleared Freddie Lang of charges of attempted robbery. But only Freddie knows that Bill's story was a lie and will eventually mean trouble not only for him, but for Penny as well. It's the next morning now, and Penny is in her living room with Freddie.
Oh, Freddie, what's wrong? You seem so nervous.
Me nervous, Gibbsy? Ah, nah. The old carcass ain't got a nerve in it nowhere.
You haven't been able to sit still all morning.
I'm just restless, that's all. Guess it's because I ain't had nothing to do this morning.
Well, you could have gone back to work at Jed's office.
Yeah, I know, but after that little to-do with the cops the other day, I figured I needed a little vacation. One day, anyhow.
But it doesn't seem to be doing any good. Oh, Freddie, what's wrong?
There ain't nothing the matter, Gibbsy. I'm just...
You ought to be perfectly relaxed today after Bill Carver's story and what happened behind that store and the police having released you and cleared me of all the charges because I kept you in my house that day last week.
Yeah. I'm glad about that, Gibbsy. In fact, well, I guess I'm glad about everything, huh?
But, Freddie, you don't act it.
Well, I'm just a screwy kind of guy, Gibbsy. I never do what I'm figured to do.
Well, suppose you try to be normal for a change.
Me normal? I should just as soon try walking around on my head.
Freddie, something is bothering you. You're just as nervous as can be.
I tell you, there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, you don't have to shout at me.
I'm sorry, Gibbsy.
Come on, Freddie. Tell me what's wrong.
There's nothing to tell you.
You can't be worried about the police, can you?
No, I ain't. Why should I worry about them?
You shouldn't. Are you worried about Bill Carver?
No.
Freddie.
Why would I worry about him? What's he to me?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. He did tell the truth, didn't he?
Yeah, sure.
Freddie, was it the truth?
Well, the cops believed it, didn't they?
Yes, they believed it, but...
I didn't rob the store. Carver told him that. I didn't even try to rob the store. Carver told him that, too.
I know, but he told them a whole lot more. He said that he met you on River Street quite by accident.
Yeah, I know.
And that the two of you saw someone trying to enter the store, and that when you tried to stop him, Mr. Carver was hit on the head and the thief got away from you.
Yeah, I know all about that, Gibbsy. Remember, I was there, too.
Yeah, I remember. You looked kind of surprised when Mr. Carver told that story. Didn't you know what he was going to say?
I told you a long time ago. I didn't know what he'd say. After all, how can you figure what a guy's going to do after he gets smacked on the head?
Freddie, Mr. Carver seemed quite rational. I don't think the blow on the head had serious effects on him.
Oh, I don't know, Gibbsy. Can't tell about his kind. Looks kind of mean to me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. A little rough, maybe.
He's plenty rough.
Oh? You know?
No, I don't know. Now, look, Gibbsy. You're always trying to make something out of everything I say, and I just wish you'd leave me alone,
look,
Gibbsy.
Freddie,
just leave me alone.
You don't have to shout at me.
I'm sorry again. I guess it's just been so much going on the last couple of weeks. I don't know what I'm doing or saying or anything.
But there's nothing seriously wrong. You're sure of that,
How can a guy be sure of anything, Gibbsy? Sure, everything seems okay now, but how do I know it ain't all gonna bust out loose again and blow a mess of troubles in our faces?
Well, of course, it's not wise to be too sure of anything, Freddy, but you don't have to be a complete pessimist about it.
Gibbsy, you ain't knocked around enough. I can tell that.
No, I haven't knocked around, as you say.
Well, look, Gibbsy, I hope you never do. You're too swell a dame.
Look, let's not go into that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. See, you're looking at the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Going someplace?
Yeah. Going to the hospital to bring Suzanne and the baby home. Pat has some special reports at the bank to do, so Johnny Keith and I are going to get it.
Oh. When you leaving?
Oh, just a few minutes. We're going in Johnny's car, and he'll blow his horn out front when he gets here. Want to come?
No.
Oh, why not? Suzanne will be awfully flattered.
Oh, I'll see her when she comes home with the kid.
Oh, come on, Freddy.
Nah, I don't think so. Nothing doing.
Come on, please.
Well, I tell you, Gibbsy, if you really want to know why I'm not going along, I don't want to get too near that guy Keith. I'm liable to take a poke at him.
Freddy, stop it. You don't mean that.
Nah, well, I tell you, the guy hates me, Gibbsy, and I don't like the guys that hate me.
Look, you have no reason to believe that Johnny dislikes you.
I got plenty of reasons.
You don't have one, Freddy Lang.
Yes, I do. I got a dozen of them, but I'm keeping them all to myself, and don't you go ask me what they are.
All right. But I can't understand why you really think
Look,
that.
Let's not talk about the guy.
Okay. Maybe we better not. But you better do something to get over that nervousness of yours. It's almost driving me crazy.
I'll get over whatever it is.
Look, why don't you go for a walk?
Nope.
Well, Freddy, do something. Read a book or... I'll tell you what, play the piano for me.
Think it'll do any good?
Well, anything is better than just sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
I guess maybe you're right. Yeah, guess it will fiddle around with the keyboard. Anything special you'd like to hear?
No, I don't care. I'll tell you, you were playing something last night that sounded kind of nice. What was it?
Hey, maybe it was this.
Oh, yes, Freddy, that was it. Play it for me.
Okay, if I can remember how I did it. I think it was something like this. That's me all over, just a genius.
But don't stop. Play something else. Oh, there's Johnny. You sure you won't come to the hospital with us?
Nah, Gibbsy, I think I'll stay here and enjoy a little more of my own genius at the piano.
All right, Freddy. But don't forget to play nursery music when we come in with the baby. Why's the quiet, Johnny? You haven't said a word for blocks.
Listen to that engine, Penny. Seems to be something the matter with it.
You know, that's not so. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing important.
Bad news from Alice?
Oh, no. Alice is fine. Fine. Arizona Air is doing wonderful things for her.
Is she coming home soon?
No, not for a long time yet, I guess.
Must be pretty awful to have a wife who's so far away.
Who are you kidding, Penny? We were just as far from each other when we were both in Rossville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny, isn't there any hope for you and Alice?
Sure there is. In time.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Why?
You know why. I've never forgiven myself for something I did to you. Something...
Forced me to marry Alice?
It was my fault, wasn't it?
No. No, Penny, my fault entirely. No one forced me. But I wish someone would force me to do something now.
Do what?
You know.
Do I?
You ought to.
Johnny.
Hmm?
Johnny, if you're talking about me, that is us. Please don't.
Penny, it's just about all I ever think about.
Oh, you shouldn't think about it.
Well, I can't help it.
You have to help it, Johnny.
How? Oh, Penny, what's the use? It'd be easier to change the color of my eyes and to stop feeling the way I do about you. Penny, I've stood
here
this long.
We're at the hospital, Johnny. You better park.
Oh, yeah. So we are. You were sort of saved by the hospital, weren't you?
No. No, I wouldn't have let you go on. It wouldn't have been right, Johnny.
Hmm?
Come on, we better get out of the car.
Yeah, you're all right. I'll slide out on your side.
All right. Johnny.
Hmm?
No more talk about us, promise.
Well, not tonight, anyhow. Come on, let's go in and get that baby. Oh, wait, I'll open the door.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, there's the nurse. I guess we better go over to her.
Yeah.
Nurse.
Oh, good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning.
I suppose you've come for Mrs. Gibbs and the baby.
Oh, yes, we have.
Well, Mrs. Gibbs is waiting for you up in her room. I'll take you to her.
Oh, that'll be fine. Thank you. Oh, you know Johnny Keith, don't you?
Oh, how do you do, Miss
Hello.
Keith?
Well, how is the baby? All set to go?
Oh, Johnny.
Screaming her head off to go home.
Oh, boy. So young, too. Say that fellow Carver's on the same floor as Suzanne, isn't he? How's he getting along?
Why, it's the strangest thing about Mr. Carver.
Well, what do you mean by that?
The doctors wanted him to stay in bed at least another week.
Mm-hmm.
That was a serious blow he had on the head.
Yeah, so I hear. Well, isn't he here?
No. He released his doctors from responsibility this morning, so we had to let him go.
You mean you had to let him go even though he isn't well?
Yes. We tried to make him stay, but he insisted on leaving. He said he had to attend to something more important than a bump on his head.
So Bill Carver left the hospital. Did this mean trouble for Penny? What does he want to attend to? Is it his threat to get even with Freddie Lang and hurt Penny at the same time? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. The critical shortage of meat, you know, is not restricted to this area. It's nationwide, so that's why you can't get Kroger Tenderay beef. And while Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat for you, Kroger, as always, will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. But while beef and pork are scarce, there's a plentiful supply of delicious Kroger's selected seafood at your Kroger store. Right. Waiting for you now is a grand variety of tender and delicious Kroger's selected seafood at a mighty thrifty price. Get your share of Kroger's selected seafood without delay at your Kroger store. Now your local announcer.